Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Joins us in a few moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, she's Molly, he's Ken, and we are here. If you like to listen to obnoxious morning radio personalities, you've come to the wrong place.
You're in the right place.
Wait a minute. How did you? No. The other people.
Oh, wrong place.
Wrong place, right.
Wrong.
Remember that
right
song
time.
By? That's right, Dr. Hook, wasn't it? Was it Dr. Hook, Dr. John?
Dr. John.
In the right place at the wrong time. That could be the situation for these protesters who were arrested overnight in New York. 60 marchers under arrest in the clink.
They have upped that number now to close to 100.
No!
Yep.
My goodness.
It could happen.
How in the world does that happen? All right, a lot of demonstrations yesterday. One here in the Boston area, Indianapolis, which is not exactly a hotbed of protesting usually, but listen, Washington protest, Ferguson, Missouri, going to be a lot of protests there from now on.
Denver.
Baltimore, under curfew, Molly, still, yes?
Yes, this week, yeah. Schools reopen.
Yeah.
Nobody at the ball game yesterday.
Nobody at the ball game. And what was the score? Anybody know, even who played?
Yeah, Orioles and the White Sox, and the Orioles won 8-something.
Really?
3 or 8-5. It was an odd number.
So what happened when they went to the audience for cheers?
There was nobody there.
I know.
My question was, could you, do you know how the players have like entrance music now? Mm-hmm. So was there like an organ player? Was there the entrance music? Did they do the seventh inning stretch?
If there's nobody there to hear it, did it really happen?
I do think they did. I think they did the seventh inning stretch.
The announcers were covering it like a golf game.
Really?
Very quiet.
They whispering.
It does affect the dynamics of the game, though, because for the home team, for the Orioles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's got to be weird not to have anybody shouting. Although I heard that there's some hotels nearby that have like a view into the stadium,
and people
they have
were
there. Banners on their balconies.
Yes, that did happen. You are correct, Jennifer.
Well, and some of the players tried to make the best of it. I saw somebody hit a home run, and they tipped their hat to the crowd as they're running around. There was no crowd, but...
Yeah. Okay, so a couple of political consequences of the bad management here. The mayor of Baltimore, no longer really a serious contender, it would seem, for the senatorial seat of Ms. Mikulski, because of her handling of this. And now there are people who are questioning Martin O'Malley's. If Richie were here, he'd love this because he can't stand Governor O'Malley. He has been mentioned as a possible dark horse Democratic candidate for the presidency.
Not so dark if Hillary has. I mean, he's actually like the one that people are saying if Hillary has problems with the Clinton Foundation, he'd be the one to
not anymore.
Likely get the nomination.
He's taken some of the heat for this as well. So, anyway.
I was surprised he didn't use this as an opportunity to get more camera time. Or maybe he tried, but no one cared. I guess he was overseas, and he cut his trip short to come back and drive around Baltimore a little bit.
Yeah, right. Let's have a little FaceTime. The rescuers in Nepal, Molly, have found another teenager in the rubble.
Indeed.
Imagine that, underneath all that stuff for 5 days.
Yeah.
What else is going on there that...
Well, there's protests because...
Right. We got to get the protest in over there, too.
There's the... Yeah, it's international.
Yeah.
Because aid's not getting there fast enough. There's police out in riot gear. That's kind of weird, though, right? There's absolute devastation. People are not getting medical supplies, water, food, but they have enough time to put their riot gear on.
Right. There you go.
And police everything.
Yeah. The reconstruction effort could cost $5 billion. It's been interesting to see behind the scenes how they're going to plan to rebuild. Are they going to rebuild the same sort of type of building that fell down at the instant the earthquake started? Or are they going to rebuild it better? And how do they supervise that? Questions and questions and more questions.
And the death toll also upped overnight to at least 5,500.
Right. All right, later in the hour, we have Dr. Joy Brown with us as well. I'm going to ask her, we'll talk to her about the American Psychological Association collaborating with the Bush administration when it came to torture and prisoners and stuff. Wait till you hear that story. Meanwhile, the Pope is in the news today. Who wants to handle that one?
May I?
Yes, you may.
I love the Pope.
Well, both you and Jennifer might have an interest in this as he is talking about the feminist agenda, as it were.
Well, please feel free to jump in, Jen, if you have Pope poop.
Okay.
But the Pope is calling women making less money than men for the same work pure scandal. Scandalous, says the Pope at the Vatican yesterday.
Right.
He says, why is it taken for granted that women must earn less than men? No, they have the same rights. Commenting on issues of broad concern with the European Union, in Europe, women are paid 16% less than men on average. That was in 2013 statistics taken. Earlier in the week, he reinforced his belief men and women are equal.
Mm-hmm.
However,
they are.
You may know that the church still bans female priests.
Right. That's what I was spoken from that. The man
P.S.
without a female priest.
Right. P.S.
Although I just some good
or
news
PMS.
In that vein. I read a story today in USA Today, go figure, that talks about female CEOs making more money than men now.
Really?
On the CEO level.
There's been a big deal this week about the president of General Motors making $16.5 million last year in light of all of the problems they had. But that's a big...
Oh, with the recalls and deaths and unreported.
Right. Big company. Dr. Ken around the corner here, and as an intro to him, maybe we should ask for his opinion about how the squatty potty works.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is a week from this Sunday, yes?
Yeah.
I have concurrence on that fact, right?
Tis.
Okay,
yes.
I'm right there.
Uh-huh.
So if your mom is like many moms, this would be something that they would appreciate. And maybe you'd have a little chuckle as mom opened the box of the squatty potty and she thinks about, wait a minute, this is very practical. Thank you, my darling, for getting me a squatty potty. Squatty Potty was created for a mother of seven to help with her problems. And after having seven children, you can imagine what the problems were. Worked so well, family decided to share it with the rest of the world, and thus, voila, Squatty Potty is born. Squatty Potties allow you to squat fully and relax your colon, and it allows for easier elimination that way. It's pretty simple, straightforward stuff. Squatty Potty is engineered so that your body can mirror the angle. Now, I'm going to suggest something that I learned quite a long time ago when I was having problems that are unmentionable. I was told by the doctor that you needed to get something that gave you your posture and your butt the ability to relax. When you were, you know, if you have a problem and it gets worse, you need to find a solution. This is the solution because it gives you that natural, that's the way you're supposed to eliminate. The way you sit and fit on the squatty potty is how you're supposed to look and feel when you're eliminating. So, because they've been on Shark Tank, they've gotten extraordinarily popular. That's why they are now telling the world about how you can share your love for your mom by going online to SquattyPotty.com. That's Squatty, S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, SquattyPotty.com. Or you can go to all the Bed and Bath and Beyond stores. They'll have it there for you as well. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, before Mother's Day, D-O-U-G, and get 15% off the order. SquattyPotty.com, SquattyPotty.com. Use the code Doug and save 15%.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Time now for a weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's one of the medical experts on the Good Day program. If you're interested, he and I do a two-hour Saturday morning session, 7 o'clock East Coast time. If you get questions about your health and well-being, you can listen to the program online on radio stations that carry this show. You can call questions in advance. Send us an email if you want, drken@drkenshow.com or doug@dougstefan.com, or you can dial up at the time. It's 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken. And the FDA's latest move. If you have a double chin, you're all set now, Ken, right?
You're a happy camper.
Wow.
Kai Bell, Doug, the first non-surgical treatment for double chins was approved this week by the FDA. The injectable drug called Kybella, K-Y-B-E-L-L-A, from Kythera Biopharmaceuticals, reduces double chin fat in adults. Fat below the chin is often resistant to diet and exercise and can affect men and women regardless of age or weight.
Really? Would you get one for anybody that you love?
This is going to be a big item.
Is it? All right. Breastfeeding may lower breast cancer recurrence. This is something that almost sounds like it would be common sense in
well,
a sense.
Well, it's not common sense because we know it helps the baby, but the news here is that it also helps the mother. This is out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week. Breastfeeding is not only good for the baby, but also has potential health benefits for the mom. Women who breastfeed their babies and later develop breast cancer are less likely to have the cancer return or to die from it than women who do not breastfeed.
Hmm. All right. Fluoride. Oh, man, you and I are going to have fun talking about this this week.
You had your crystal ball out well here. In the 1960s, cities began adding fluoride to local water supplies to curb cavities and slow tooth decay. About 75% of all water in America is now treated with fluoride. For the first time in 50 years, Doug, they finally have been listening to you. The U.S. government is advising municipalities to lower the levels of fluoride in their water. Fluoride is increasingly available in fresh foods. Too much of the mineral can cause dental fluorosis, a cosmetic condition whereby spotting appears on the teeth.
It really is. It's really awful. When you, so you've seen this, Ken, right?
I have.
It's not really. It's really a horrible thing. And why it's taken this long, oh, well, at least somebody's looking at it. Speaking of things that have taken a long time to come around, this is a product that Ken has looked into and finds it to be better than anything else for the practical application of getting blood. Dr. Ken's a cardiologist. Why do you like Super Beats?
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's, dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our bodies. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, Doug, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeets is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide, to help your circulation be very healthy. Superbeets is also safe, a natural replacement for energy drinks, which allows you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right. You want to know how to get this product, right? Super Beats. We're all on it. Molly's on it. Jennifer's on it. Kenny's on it. Richie's on it. I'm on it. 800-655-4183. And Ken, we have two Kens on it, Ken Kessler and Ken Kronaus. All right, so if you want to really do and experience what Ken has just suggested, call 800-655-4183 and get their 30-day supply free. You have an order that you're going to pay for. They'll send you a 30-day supply extra, and they'll send you a book explaining Beats and how it works. Free shipping, the whole deal. 800-655-4183. The fact this product worked as well as it has with all of us, that's testimony. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, let me bring you around to a couple of pleasant moments that I think you either have enjoyed or you will enjoy if you haven't enjoyed them yet. Our video of the day post, something that people love to go to at DougSteffen.com every day to see what sort of clever videos we found that we like to extol the value and virtue of. The video we had yesterday came from a YouTuber named Jeff, who had a very nice experience when he used the Uber car recently, something that I use, and I'm aware of all the controversy that has been created by some. I think Uber is a great idea. I think they have a great service. And so this is tribute to that. The driver here actually serenaded Jeff during the ride. It was a performance of operatic proportions, Kenny, would you say?
Absolutely, yes.
You got to see the video, but here's some of the audio from it.
That's the driver.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
Or no?
Huh?
Yes or no?
Yes, it sounds like you.
Just like me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Just like you.
Uh-huh. Our poll yesterday was connected to our video of the day. We asked you, when you travel, how do you get around? Let's see, 42% said rental cars. 18% said Uber. 13% said Lyft. That's a competitor, I believe, now on the market for Uber, is it not?
That's the one, the guy, I told you my story.
Yeah.
Where the guy actually knocked on my window and said, hey, girl, you want to go kick it? I'm like,
right.
Hey, you're a Lyft driver.
Right. 70% said taxis, 10% said other ways. I thought that was pretty telling. That's good. That's a good service and a kind of fun way. Imagine, what city was this in? Do we know what city this guy was in?
He didn't say.
No. I'm hoping in Los Angeles. Next time I use an Uber car, I get this guy. All right. Video of the day today at DougSteffen.com comes from The Tonight Show. You're going to hear Jimmy Fallon introduce Jeremy Renner, who performs a parody song as his Avengers character, Hawkeye.
When you're on a team with the Hulk and Thor, and we're all up there on the movie screen, well, people believe that I'm not quite as tough. Will anyone even notice me? Listen, I've got powers too, and they're pretty sweet. Promise I can do so much more than just archery. I'm serious, guys. I've got a collection of scars and berets. I play trombone in a band. I once got to second base on my Tinder dates. And my cat has got its own Instagram.
All right, so that's Jeremy Renner on the Tonight Show. His character, Hawkeye, is considered the least popular of all these superheroes, Kenny, right?
Apparently. Yeah, certainly of the Avengers. Yeah.
I don't know who. I never heard of Hawkeye before, actually. I guess that means that I'm not really tuned in with what's what and who's who. But anyway, check out the video of the day. That's the important part of this. Fun stuff at DougSteffen.com.
This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. Hopefully at this point you know men and women are different. In healthcare, this is especially true in heart attacks. You see, in heart attacks, your heart muscle itself is not getting enough oxygen. In men, it's because the big vessels are clogged. In women, it's the smaller vessels inside the heart muscle itself. This means different symptoms. And as a woman, understanding this difference can save your life. Whereas women, like men, do get chest pain with effort in heart attacks, they are just as likely to get symptoms when they're resting or even sleeping. And women's pain can be in their back, neck, jaw, or throat, or simply they get lightheaded, dizzy, or fatigued. Finally, if you're a woman or a man, and you think you're having a heart attack, don't go to urgent care, don't go to your doctor's office, dial 911, or go to the nearest emergency room. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. Want to know more about heart disease? Check out my video, Can You Die of a Broken Heart, on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Anybody remember what I said we were going to talk to Dr. Joy Brown about?
Something about police brutality.
Oh, right? Was that it?
Torture.
Torture. Oh, see, I knew it was brutality of some kind.
Okay. All right. That's coming up in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Molly Page. The story of Senator Randy Burning. Is that his name?
Boehning.
Boehning?
Mm-hmm.
From North Dakota? All right, Jennifer. Yes. No cackling until we tell the story.
Oh, come on, Dougie. Go
All right.
ahead.
I'm leaving it to newsperson extraordinaire Molly Page to tell us the story. She's done all the research, has the straight scoop on Senator Randy Burning.
Well, not straight.
The forward scoop. Not so straight.
No.
Veers off a little bit.
All right. Okay. This is not a Bill Clinton discussion. Keep going.
It's all right. So, Mr. Boehning. You might mistake the spelling for boning, but it is actually Boehning, was outed by a man he'd been messaging on the gay dating app Grindr after he refused to vote for LGBT protection on a bill. Mm-hmm. Boehning reportedly sent several messages under the handle Top Man to 21-year-old Dustin Smith, mm-hmm. including unsolicited pictures of his junk. That's Jen's word.
Okay.
I was going to say laugh.
You know.
She liked junk.
Mm-hmm.
Smith recognized Boehning in an April 2nd article about the North Dakota politicians who voted against the Senate bill. He says, I'm sure I've talked to this person before, Smith told the Washington Post. He said, he suddenly dawned on me, I think I've seen this guy on Grindr. Smith sent the message and pictures to the newspaper forum. When confronted with the photos and messages, Boehning admitted, yep, that's me. I'm gay.
All right, let's keep moving. Nothing to see here. Cargo in the Russian spacecraft Gonzo, messenger spacecraft, aloft since 2004, ended its journey. It collided with Mercury today at 8,750 miles an hour. But also in the news is this unmanned Russian spacecraft. It was full of food on its way to the space station. Apparently, somehow or other, got out of control and turned around and is headed back toward the Earth. but it will burn up in the atmosphere. What I'm wondering is what the guys up on the space station are going to eat now, because all their food is gonzo.
No, they have plenty of stuff.
Oh, don't be a killjoy, Kenny. I'm trying to build some drama here, would you? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Can you see the headlines now? Men in spacecraft gasping for food. That's got to be the CNN headline, right?
The new movie, yeah.
Do you gasp for food?
Well, gasp for, you know.
Food! Kind of how I am a certain time of month.
Great.
Chips! Chips! I need chips!
Okay.
Is there a chocolate story?
Yes, there
morning?
Is. And thank
oh,
you
thank
for
goodness.
Reminding me about that.
Chocolate!
There's a,
I do that one, yeah.
There's,
you can gasp for chocolate.
Wheels are off.
Thank heavens. Well, we got another 20 minutes of this. A freeze on export permits in Venezuela has left the world in a shortage of chocolate. Those Venezuelans, I don't like them to begin with. And now,
I can't believe you buried this story.
He was a great Dodger, though, that Fernando Venezuela.
Venezuela? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but he's hoarding all the chocolate.
He's all the cacao beans. Cacao. Where chocolate comes from, highly prized because of their value, are sitting rotting in warehouses because the Venezuelan government will not give permits because they want a higher tariff on the chocolate. They want to make more money. They think chocolate is important. Ha! Can you imagine?
Politicizing chocolate.
What an outrage.
It's wrong.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it'll affect us, though.
No, you sure?
Well, I'm going to look on the bright side of life. I'm going to think positive.
For you.
And I think we wouldn't stand for it.
Okay, sad news for those of you who are on a Weight Watchers diet. The woman,
not necessarily, if you're on the diet.
Well, the cause of death is yet to be determined. This woman was overweight, I'm told. Jean Nidich was the brain person for Weight Watchers. She had a problem trying to drop weight. And because her formula worked for a lot of women, she became a multi-millionaire.
She was 91, though. I mean, that's not so shabby, is it?
No. I was trying to make light of it, and I wasn't doing a good job, frankly. So,
it's, you know what, the first step to recovery is admitting that you have a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Chicago hosts the NFL draft today. Quarterbacks Jameis Winston of Florida State, Marcus Mariota, University of Oregon, last two Heisman Trophy winners, will be the top picks, so they'll be the first to die. Guess that's pretty much the way it works, right? Or do you think they'll smarten up before it's too late, like that player did, was that about a month ago? Who was that kid that played for
You're
San Diego?
You're in a dark mood.
I am?
Dougie? Yeah,
what?
The first
football
to die.
Ends in death.
Well, not for everyone. Oh. Sometimes it's just massive head injuries.
I was trying to be dramatic, Molly.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
There's no chocolate.
Okay.
The astronauts have no food. And everybody that plays football is going to die.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I mean,
you know, factually, yeah, he is correct.
There you
eventually.
Go. Mm-hmm. Here's an email from somebody who was not happy with me. Again.
Oh, you got it. Good.
Remember the lady? Was it this hour yesterday we had that lady on talking about volcanic activity and the I was
over
a little
earthquakes.
Taken back. We were talking about Nepal and the earthquakes and that sort of thing. Here's the this is an email that says quote, "That woman is a complete idiot." If she thinks that there's no uptick on seismic activity or volcanic activity on the planet, everything is the same as it always has been, that's ridiculous. What she claims flies in the face of reports from NOAA, U.S. Geological Survey, and NASA, as well as other international organizations that report Earth changes all the time. There is indeed a very strange occurrence going on. Last weekend, five volcanoes opened up within hours of each other. Absolute
like
distortion.
Starbucks.
Of the facts, yes, right. Well, but I've talked about this a little bit. I think that the explanation here, the naivete, and I say this lovingly, maybe it's not fair because she's not here. I think she was a little young, Kenny, Do you think she didn't have as much experience maybe as some who had been in the trenches in this discussion for a while? Is that fair?
Well, I think the point she was trying to make is that the population has grown so much that areas that traditionally have this kind of activity, now there's more damage and more loss of life because
yeah.
there are more people.
Right.
I think that's the point
that's
she
the
was
point.
Trying to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, that's a good point. But to think or to suggest that the Earth is different now than it used to be or has been over the history of its 4.5+ billion years is folly. If you look back over the some of the speculative stuff that's been done by researchers who found that, for example, South America and Africa were at one point in time together on the planet, and that North America was connected to England and Europe at one time, and Australia was connected to Asia at one point in time. So you look at the movements, and that's caused by plates, the surface of the Earth changing. The surface changes all the time. And in 4.5 billion years from now, the structure of this planet will be completely different than it is now. Man will be long gone, and some other species will have come. Hopefully we're not going to ruin it for ourselves. There's Jennifer saying, look, what a horrible mood he's in today. Everything's bad. But we are ruining the planet. And so the only way to fix it, in my opinion, is to put a curb on population growth and then hopefully get some people who have some brains running things and we'll be in better shape. But the Earth cannot continue the way it is now. It just can't. We don't know how to get along with each other. We don't have enough food for everybody. And yet we have the Indians and the Israelis and many other societies who want 8 to 10 children or more in a family because they're worried about the future of their race or their religion, which is completely, in terms of any kind of scholarly work, bankrupt, intellectually bankrupt. It can't possibly continue. So, anyway, is that enough? I think we've had enough of this.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about torture with Dr. Joy.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good idea.
A happy.
Dr. Joy Brown up next on torture here on Good Day.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Forget warmer climates. Baby boomers are opting to retire near their adult children who need help caring for grandchildren because both parents work. A new survey by Mayflower, America's most trusted mover, revealed that 1 in 4 Americans are more willing to move closer to their adult children. Meanwhile, millennials who were once fleeing the coop are boomeranging back to the place they grew up to be closer to family and friends. In fact, 25% of millennials have moved back to their hometown in the past 5 years, according to Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan.
Our Mayflower Mover Insight Survey helps us understand exactly why people are packing up and heading across the country. What we found is that being near family and friends is an important driver for both boomers and millennials. The increasing number of American families with two working parents is causing an increased reliance on grandparents, and boomers are therefore moving to help provide child care support. Similarly, millennials are looking to be near loved ones as they think about settling down and starting a family of their own.
For more information, visit Mayflower.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Happy to have along with us a visitor from, Ed used to introduce Johnny Carnac, magnificent, a visitor from a foreign land.
far away.
Dr. Joy Brown does a wonderful weekday radio program.
I knew you were going to say that.
What, wonderful?
That was just the Carnac part.
That's right. See, just hold that envelope. Let's see, what could be inside the envelope? Noon to 3.
Perfect.
Open up the envelope, and what happens every day around the country? Who's on the air to dispense lots of great advice? Dr. Joy Brown.
You just like my turban. You've always loved
that turban. It really is an exciting thing to wear. All right, so the American Psychological Association apparently collaborated secretly with George Bush's administration as they tried to justify torture. Are you a member of the American? I know you're professionally a psychologist.
I'm writing my resignation even as we speak.
Are you really?
Yeah, wow.
All right, so what do you make of that?
Well, presumably,
think about credibility. It's like the AMA saying that chiropractic doesn't work, or the ADA says that fluoride's good for your teeth. I mean, that's in that same league, isn't it?
Well, first of all, as you know, organizations are large groups of people, and presumably, I mean, for example, what the APA did, the American Psychological Association, did the largest study of resilience ever done right after September 11th, because there was such a major trauma to such a large group of people. So we learned a lot about resilience. It's just hard to, I find it shocking and horrifying and disgusting. And maybe it was under other kind of auspices of saying, you know, what are the effects of sleep deprivation on human beings? I mean, it's hard to justify it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to justify it. As you and I have talked about before, there are psychologists who are legitimate and good and psychologists who are not, just like there's everything else. So,
yeah.
But it is alarming. Did that just come out?
Yes, today, New York Times.
Oh, crap. It means my program's going to be people throwing things at me. Maybe I'll take the day off.
I'm not interested in ruining your day. I'm interested in making your day better. So I've given you at least a few hours to prepare.
Yes, you have. I'm going to go strap on my armor.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things you're doing on your program, which I find very interesting, is this $6 a day deal. Can you live on $6 a day? What prompted you to ask your listeners to go down that street?
Okay, here's the deal. That's called the SNAP challenge, which is the alternative to food stamps. And what happened was about 3 weeks ago, Kansas and I think Missouri were both in the process of enacting restrictions on food stamps. Kansas, for example, said you can't, that they were going to enact a law that said you can't use food stamps or the equivalent, the EBT, for movies or swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
They also had some other restrictions of tattoos and whatever. And Missouri was about, I believe it was Missouri, was about to enact one that said you can't use food stamps for steak or lobster. And so I just on my program said, should there be restrictions on welfare, and if so, what? And the most interesting thing to me was that the responses were almost evenly divided. A huge number of responses, like 100 responses or something on Facebook.
Really?
Which is a lot, as you know.
Yeah.
And evenly divided between people who said, it's my money, I work hard for it, you shouldn't be able to get lobster if I can't afford lobster. And the other half said, why do we put restrictions on poor people? We don't put restrictions on government money for Wall Street bailouts. Why are we doing that? And it was the most extraordinary discussion. Nobody yelled at nobody. Nobody called anybody treasonous non-patriot. People were really talking about it. And what was fascinating for me is thinking that those points of view are so different, and to have both of them on my program and to have both of them discussing it. And I said, you know, welfare cheats are not somebody who's getting $6 a day. Welfare cheats are people who are white collar, who are ripping the government off for millions. But I want to increase an awareness of what we're really talking about when we're talking about the restrictions on welfare. And it turns out the restrictions are between $29 and $42 a week. And I thought, just for the sake of argument, to take the higher figure so no one can say, well, you know, you could have got got more, which is $6 a day per person. And so what I'm going to do for the week, we're starting it tomorrow, and what we're going to do is people are going to call in with recipes and sort of shortcuts and coupons. And people have already started doing that, of saying, well, you know, you can go to this place. And it's really been fascinating to kind of understand that this is a real issue in America. And the middle class is, you know, being obliterated, and this is one of the ways of understanding what's going on. So that's what we're doing.
All right. Well, good luck to it. People can follow that at drjoy.com or call questions into 855-99-DR-JOY.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
So you have two cousins. I have 27 first cousins. 27 first cousins alone. And my whole family is big and loud, and everybody's in each other's lives and business all the time. Like, you never just have a minute alone just to think, because we're always together just eating, eating, eating.
Every night I pray, I hope you'll hear someday. I come best on tonight, and hope weighs up my mind.
This is one of the songs in the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which was the number one movie during this week in 2002. So, 13 years ago, this thing was around. Wowie zowie. Wasn't there some talk, Chucker, about doing another one of these?
They are going to do another one.
Yeah.
And but you know what? I don't know if they can capture lightning in a bottle because the time has changed, but that movie played week after week.
Yeah.
And it was shot on a fairly low budget, and I think made over $200 million at the box office in the U.S.
So what's the next title, My Bigger, Fatter Greek Wedding? What
something
is that?
Like that, yeah.
All right. All right, you got one more clip, Kara?
So what happens is, my dad and my uncles, they fight over who gets to eat the lamb brain. And then my aunt Bula forks the eyeball and chases me around with it, trying to get me to eat it because it's going to make me smart.
Right. I forgot that clip.
It's a great movie, though.
It is a good movie. Nicely done. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry has more movie news, and we have a poll today soliciting your thoughts about the Avengers. Up next here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want, from the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ live sound and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Which is your favorite of the five Avenger movies, or the five Avengers from the first movie? Is it Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, the Black Widow, or Hawkeye? So how does, you can tell us what you think at DougStefan.com. How does, in the Avengers movie that's out, isn't the Green Hornet in it, or am I mixing up movies?
Yeah, the Hulk is in it.
I mean, the Hulk, yeah.
He's actually my favorite.
So all five of these.
Mark Ruffalo's great as Bruce Banner.
All right. So how many of these are in the movie? Is Captain America in this movie coming out today?
He's in there.
Iron Man?
He's in there.
Thor?
He's in there.
Black Widow?
She's in there.
Hawkeye?
He's in there.
Did you see him last night on the Fallon show singing?
I saw bits of that. Yeah, he's pretty good.
And then, we don't have the Green Hornet in here. Not the Green Hornet, but
the Hulk is in there too. He's just not on your list.
No, I wonder why.
And don't make him mad though.
No.
You better put him on there.
See, I saw the previews. I saw where of the Hulk blowing things up, or you know, throwing cars around, and yeah. I don't want to see that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So what am I going to miss?
I'll let you know, because I'm going tonight at my local community theater at 7 o'clock. The Avengers opens nationwide, I believe, on about 4,000 screens. Now, Doug, it's tracking at the biggest opening in movie history.
Really?
Which upwards of $230 million come
this
Monday
weekend?
Morning, which would be very, very impressive.
Whew. All right. Well, that keep that
money.
Franchise going.
More superhero news. 18-year-old actor Asa Butterfield, who is in Martin Scorsese's Hugo and also in the movie Ender's Games, reportedly Marvel's top choice to play the new Peter Parker Spider-Man in their superhero universe.
18 years old?
Yeah, they're going to go young. He's going to be in high school. He's going to pop up in Captain America 3 also, which will have Iron Man in it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
These movies got a long run. These movies got a long run in the superhero genre.
Yeah, I guess they have. Hi, Chucker. You filled us in. Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
Fun tonight at the Avengers movie. 59 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen. Good day for
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.